every seller has a story. I'm Georgia Mampanis, and welcome to our newest episode of the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast, where each month we'll spotlight sellers with a story to share with us. Our guest this episode is waiting in the green room, but before we bring them on, I wanted to talk more about our biggest seller event of the year, eBay Open 2023. We'll be back this year for a hybrid event. The event kicks off with our in-person eBay Open Studio celebration on September 26th, taking place in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Phoenix, and virtual event taking place from September 27th to the 29th. Join over 10,000 sellers for insights, trends, and access to training sessions, seller-led sessions, category breakouts, inspiring keynotes, networking opportunities, and so much more. We've also got a few other surprises up our sleeves, including a sponsor expo, free eBay swag, and many other ways to celebrate being a small business owner on eBay. General registration begins August 1st. We cannot wait to see you there. Speaking of hearing from fellow sellers, our guest this episode is no stranger to eBay. He has been on the platform for 23 years, selling a range of items from figurines he created to t-shirts and now sneakers. He is also no stranger to the community of sellers, as he has amassed a significant following across his social media channels. Welcome, Glenn Zubia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here with us.
Excited to be here, so happy about that.
Tell us about your business. What do you sell?
Right now, I am in the kind of like sportswear, activewear categories, sneakers, jerseys, sports, when it relates to, I guess, like t-shirts and hats, fitted hats, snapbacks. That's where I'm really focusing right now.
You've been selling for a while, but Tell us a little bit more about when you started selling.
When I first started selling, it was really kind of like a hobby type of thing, to where I would custom create like these sports figures. You know, I was an art student and it was just something kind of fun on the side. So I was never really like thinking about it as like an eBay business type of thing. It was just fun. It made some extra money. And when I was in school, I was like, I really want to sell on eBay full time. And my parents were like, no, you got to stay in school.
Like literally as soon as you graduated, you started selling on eBay. How'd that look?
So I tried to sell as much as I could on the side while I was at school, but I was just like really busy with homework and projects and everything. And then I still worked part-time as well. But once I graduated and had these student loans, I was like, something's gotta give here. And so I had a nice, you know, I was like, how can I bring in some extra money? And that's when I really started to go to like garage sales and thrift and things like that.
Where did your passion stem from when it comes to art?
I guess I get it from my dad. I mean, he had kind of like they used to call it commercial art. And then he went to kind of like graphic design. So I went to graphic design. And then my brother's also has a degree in graphic design. So I don't know, maybe it's just part of the family stuff. We just enjoyed drawing into art. And then, I don't know, I guess that's where it came from.
Are you still doing graphic design?
Well, it's kind of interesting. So like when I developed the YouTube channel, it was really easy to like create a logo for myself and do a banner. And I'm even going into the eBay side, like a banner, a logo and things. And then I started to do kind of like freelance. But ever since the business was really got going out and the channel, I just haven't really been doing a lot of freelance since then.
You don't have to. You're busy with your eBay store and your channel, right?
Yes.
But you got lucky. You were able to make your own graphics for your channel. Some people got to pay for that.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yep.
Why eBay out of all the channels or all the e-commerce platforms?
I was just a buyer at first. You know, me and my cousin, we collected sports cards. And this is, you would send a money order. You would get your card.
You just aged yourself.
Well, once you said 23 years in the intro, I was like, oh, man, it's been that long. And so it was just really fun just to see like, man, people are selling this and selling that. And then you would send the money order, you would get it. It was just exciting to get things from eBay. And the thing is like eBay's always been there from the last 23 years that I've said. I mean, eBay's been the go-to. And there's been platforms that have come and go, but eBay stayed true to everything. And what I like about eBay right now, too, is like, you know, they've taken back really like the sneaker side of things. They were the OG sneaker selling platform. And here we are again. And eBay just with authentication and bringing out something new all the time and seeing them at sneaker events. It's like it's always good to see eBay on top. That's what I like the most.
I'm sure you've seen the eBay sneakers handle on IG that's blowing up. It's doing great. They have some really great content on there. So yeah, they've really been pushing on it. It's awesome. Anyone that were to Google you, they'll be able to see plenty of articles on you. What are some things you've been able to do with your business earnings, as been mentioned on some of those articles?
eBay, number one, helped me pay off my student loans, which was really, that was like my number one goal, was like, I need to get these student loans down. And of course, after you graduate college, you feel like you've earned everything. So I got like a car that I probably shouldn't have gotten at the time. Of course, living at home always helps.
What car?
Well, I got like a Dodge Challenger, like an RT.
Okay, that's not cheap.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap, but also I'm like, I'm not racing anybody. So I'm like, I don't need this. And when I got it, I was just kind of like, well, you know, what am I doing? Like, you need to like paying off the student loans, get a big car payment. Gas at the time too was really high. And of course, living at home, everything's easier. But once you're out on your own, it's like, this is not going to happen. You need to find something else. And so it did help me pay off the student loans. It did help me pay off the car eventually. But and then when I started to look into buying a house, eBay been there the entire way, like buying a house and buying the furniture that me and my wife needed. Even to this day, you know, eBay has been supporting me and my family. Now I have a daughter. She is about 7 months and eBay is still there.
And she'll probably get through college with your eBay earnings as well.
Oh, I know. Not only that, I'm excited to show her eBay stuff and see. Well, who knows? Maybe she'll be excited about it. I don't know, but I'll definitely show her everything that I can.
Yeah, maybe she might run the business one day. Take it from you.
Might happen.
You're what we like to call an influencer on social media. So how'd you get into that?
What happened was I created the YouTube channel with no intentions of being an influencer or having any type of, I don't know, like a big following. You just don't know. Like, you create a YouTube channel, no one watches you for the longest time. No one knows what you're doing or anything. And with me talking about eBay or going to stores or things you could make extra money, I was just hoping that it could reach a couple of people. And if it helps someone else, like just one other person, then it's doing well, because maybe people didn't really know this was out there. And so I created the channel and it started to grow a little bit. This was also the time to where it was kind of difficult to upload videos. Like, it would take forever to upload videos. So I was getting like a little discouraged too, because I was also still at my full-time job. And then, so, you know, to edit videos and do all that took some extra time. But then when I really focused on that and eBay alone, I was like, all right, I can be consistent at this, you know, 2 videos a week plus. And then me and Ken started to go live on Wednesdays. And I think to what helped, I guess, to grow the maybe like influencer part was that me and Ken would, you know, we would do meetups around the US and we would go and see and meet people and talk eBay and strategies and how to build their own business. But I think that really helped to be, you know, relatable and personable and meet people.
For anyone who doesn't know who Ken is, Ken Gaetano, the Simply Bee, he's been featured. Yeah, I know you guys have a really good relationship. And was that built through social media? Like, how did you guys find each other?
So he had emailed me randomly, just saying like, hey, I like your channel. This is something I would like to do. What did they say? Like, Skype or Zoom call you? And it was just out of the blue. Like, I have no clue who this guy is. Nothing like that. And so I was like, sure. So he had called me and then he was like, hey, I'm going to be looking for this, or maybe I can try to sell this on eBay and trying to get started. And he's just like, even though he watched every video that I created. And so he was like, I watch all of the videos and I know this and I know that. And so once he started to get going, he was just nonstop and he really elevated to another level to where I had questions for him towards the end. I was like, how did you do this? Or how did you do that? And so I'm constantly, me and him talk every day. So we're always constantly throwing ideas out and how we can grow on the business side.
What kind of content do you share and how has it shifted?
You know, it's really shifted because I started talking about, you know, how to pay off the student loans and going to thrift and this and that. And I really would sell anything that I kind of had like a semi-knowledge in. You know, I would sell video games on eBay, or I would sell action figures and other things on eBay that I somewhat knew. But then when I really started to focus on my niche, it made a lot more sense and I could really scale up knowing that I know the activewear, sneaker side, and kind of like sports side of it and how they relate to each other. So I think that was really important to see that growth.
And do you see any changes in your content coming up?
When you try to mix things up on the channel, people do not like that. And it's kind of funny because it's like, I want to grow the channel. I want to like throw in some different things. And then people are like, hey, what happened to this? What happened? Where is it? How come we're not doing this? You know, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep it consistent. This is what they like. I like it too. but if I could sprinkle in some new things, I would. And that's kind of like when me and Ken started to do the live shows on Wednesdays, and then we would go out of town and we would film and vlog that of us meeting people and sourcing in different cities. So that was like a nice little mix too. But for the most part, pretty consistent every week in store, what to kind of find type of items to make money on.
So those videos are still up on your YouTube channel. People can check out you and Ken.
Yes, they're still on there. Me and Ken haven't gone anywhere recently, but I'm still doing those every week. And YouTube's kind of weird too. I did a Nike video and had almost 100,000 views. And then I didn't really try. But then the videos I do try on, it's like, oh, 3,000 views, 4,000. YouTube's very weird when it comes to that. Unlike eBay, to where, hey, you list more, you sell more, you're consistent. That's part of the YouTube part that can get a little frustrating sometimes.
Very interesting. Sneakers, for example, is a very popular category on eBay. You yourself know how successful you can be running a sneaker business on the platform, but not many people know that you can also be successful selling custom-made items. What is some advice you give someone who is looking to sell homemade items such as your figurines, but don't know how to best market themselves?
Well, I think from the time you are now, you know, back then when I did it, there was no like social media things to really promote it. So I would really combine the social media part with the eBay part. And I think a lot of people underestimate eBay with their keywords and their titles and how much traffic eBay could bring on their own. We're not even talking about promoted listings and other things to bring more eyes to it. But with eBay being so huge, I think you have to start off with selling your homemade items to friends and family and trying to just get some eyes on it, promote it on the social media side, and then bring it onto the eBay side, put in the great photos, the great keywords, and then maybe look into some promotions. I guarantee you'll get some sales.
Awesome. And then maybe update your banner, your store to make it very, very original and stand out.
Oh, definitely. And I think that if you're really focusing on the same type of niche on your custom items, instead of like spread out, then you could really promote that on your eBay store.
Awesome. Glenn, where can listeners find you on your store online?
So I'm G Customs 41, which since I started off selling custom figures, I never changed my name, which I probably should now that I'm doing more like sneaker side of it. But I've kept that same name for the longest time. But I'm G Customs 41 on eBay. And then on all the socials, I am Hustler Hacks.
You never know. You might start doing your figurines again. So don't change it.
That's true. Never know. You never know.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Glenn. This is awesome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Glenn Zubia sells on eBay under the store name G Customs41. If you're looking to get some good hacks on hustling, be sure to check him out on YouTube and Instagram under the username Hustler Hacks. We hope you'll join us on our next episode, where we'll shine the spotlight on another seller with an amazing story to share. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. The eBay Seller Spotlight podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.